published classified government documents. Britain imposing sanctions against six people who led the penal colony where Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny died last week. Alabama lawmakers advancing legislation that would define who is considered female and male under state law. The bill's being debated as more Republican lawmakers seek to restrict which bathrooms and school sports teams that transgender people can access or prohibit sex change operations. The Dow is down 48 points, the NASDAQ losing 114. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great weather pattern we've been experiencing the last few days. Today, lots of sunshine. Should be comfortable. High temperature up to about 73. Clear skies. Not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Becoming windy. A little warmer tomorrow. High 76. Then the risk of showers by Thursday night. Can't rule out a thunderstorm by later on Thursday night. But we're back to dry weather for Friday and over the weekend, and temperatures will be fairly mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. An Opelika couple have been arrested for allegedly killing a one-year-old baby. The unresponsive infant was transported to East Alabama Medical Center Tuesday morning, where he later died. 32-year-old Dorothy K. Height and 29-year-old Seth Kendrick are charged with capital murder. An investigation is ongoing. The Alabama Construction Industry Board announced a grant for high school career tech construction programs on Monday. The grant will provide money for school programs that teach skills needed within the construction industry. Schools can apply for up to $20,000 annually. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to 76 months in federal prison for fraud that targeted the elderly. 36-year-old Nicholas Houston Allen pled guilty to two counts of wire fraud after scamming an elderly victim out of $250,000. Allen convinced the victim to give him money to remodel a home that did not exist. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making, the Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit number RC02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and dock fee.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Economies. In particular, these high interest rates, with inflation remaining persistent, it affects, well, different types of people differently. This, I think, explains a lot of the anxiety, if not anger, out there amongst many Americans. So who are the winners and losers? Well, in particular, when you look at the cost of home ownership, or buying a house right now with this interest rate environment. But homeowners, people that were already owning a home, and 2012 was about the best year before things went gangbusters again, but the home ownership rate is 65.7%. A little over 65% of Americans own a home, and they're doing all right in that regard. They like seeing the value of their home, at least on paper, go up. But the 34.3% who rent are generally not okay. They're not okay at all. So this could be a huge problem for folks going forward who are not only seeing their rents increase, we now move on to credit card and auto delinquencies are soaring. Record credit card debt also now affecting a lot of folks in the working class. They can't pay their auto loans. They're getting behind, piling up credit card debt on top of credit card debt. And also, the generational breakdown is fascinating. The silent generation now owns, like, of the silent generation, about 76%, just shy of 77% of them, own a home. And these are the older folks in their 80s. Baby boomers, 77.8% of baby boomers own a home. Gen X, 69.7% of Gen Xers own a home. Millennials, 51.5%. So there's the great breakdown. You know, if you average all this up, as the Fed and all these other clueless economic and political writers do, then things look great. Yeah, the averages look wonderful. But this is the problem. They're not looking under the hood. They're not looking below the headlines. And I don't think they have any incentive to. For instance, Paul Krugman at the New York Times, the court economist, who essentially just says whatever the party tells him to say, says, well, it's partisanship that's driving this problem. And yeah, no doubt, there's plenty of partisanship. If your guy's in office, the economy's great. And if he's not, oh, it sucks. And okay, yeah, well, you got to just factor that in. That's always been the case. But now you have Jerome Powell pleading patience, folks. Please be patient. My friends, Powell said, when high inflation really threatens to become persistent, we use our tools to bring down inflation. It's very important for that young couple, and particularly for younger couples starting out who may not have great financial means, that we succeed in this effort. So 60 Minutes asked him, you're asking the American people for patience? Yes. And I think I have been patient. I've been through a pretty difficult time. And I think now we're coming through that time and starting to feel a little bit better about things. Powell, Krugman, and most of the economic writers, even the ones at the Wall Street Journal, have not managed to figure out over a third of the nation really is struggling. For instance, buy now, pay later plans are all the rage. More and more folks addicted to this buy now, pay later process. Essentially, a lot of Americans, especially the ones struggling, are trying to make ends meet with more debt. And again, if you look under the hood of all these statistics being put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics or other, say, establishment corporate press rags, you're not getting the entire picture. And this is why I often will play Peter St. Ange. Here's Peter talking about, well, okay, it looks like we're starting to see some trouble when you break down the actual details. Take it away, Peter.
Retail sales are crashing as the American consumer finally hitting the cat food. In a recent video, I mentioned how there are three key economic numbers that voters use to rate the economy: inflation, GDP, and consumer spending. In that video, I mentioned that robust consumer spending isn't so much optimism for the future at the moment as people trying to keep their head above water. Exhibit A being soaring default rates. The problem with debt-fueled consumer spending, of course, is that it is unsustainable. Every month, the debt gets bigger, not least because the 600 million credit cards in America charge 25% interest. Note, 49% of American cardholders are currently carrying a balance, meaning they are paying 25% interest, which is not far from what the mafia charges. Well, it turns out unsustainable comes at you fast. Fresh numbers last week say retail sales are tanking. They fell 0.8% on the month. That's an annualized drop of almost 10%, which would qualify as a crash. It was the worst year-on-year retail spending numbers since the worst of the COVID lockdowns. Incidentally, the previous month was also revised down. As always, Biden's finest statisticians hiding the bad news where the media sun don't shine. In fact, adjusting for inflation, total retail sales in the U.S. are now below the level of 2021 before Joe Biden's inflation took off. So going on 3 years, we've actually been down. As Zero Hedge put it, the soft landing is morphing into a crash landing. The worst of the month were cars and building materials. In other words, people are pulling back on big ticket spending, given that cars and houses are by far the most expensive consumer goods. But it was down across the board, with declines in gasoline, people are driving less, health, miscellaneous retailers, clothing, even sports equipment, as people are staying home. The bigger picture here is that despite media gaslighting on consumer spending, the data says consumers are worried. My colleague E.J. Antoni posted the widely cited Index of Consumer Sentiment from the University of Michigan, which measures how optimistic consumers feel about their finances and the state of the economy. The version that we usually see in the media goes back to 2021, when they were just ending lockdowns with Biden safely installed in the White House. So it looks great because the economy is no longer locked down. But if you zoom out, EJ went back to 1960, it is a very different story. In fact, over those 60 years, consumer sentiment has only been this bad in the middle of recessions. So consumers are spending, sure, but they're spending like it's a recession. In other words, they're spending to keep their heads above water. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Retail sales now joins industrial production, housing starts, and housing permits as numbers that have all registered stagnation just in the past week. With inflation now rising for 4 months in a row, that stagnation is quickly morphing into stagflation. I've mentioned in recent videos my biggest concern, the doomsday scenario, which is that we are repeating the 1970s double peak stagflation, this time with an even more incompetent and venal president in office that could make it last 4 years. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Again, folks, that's Peter St. Ange. Always appreciate his insights. And, well, we'll see where this economy goes, but I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden who's even going to have to make the case. You now even have the Democrat polling guru Nate Silver coming out saying Biden must resign if he can't run a normal campaign. None of this staying in the basement thing, Joe. No more of that sloppy Joe. But you can see Biden and his team starting to make moves as we get closer to Election Day. Well, you know that promise that we're going to, you know, remove the electric vehicles, man. Not a joke. We're going to go to electric vehicles real quick. We'll have the government just speed that along. Well, they're now mulling over delaying that switch. Because, well, the EV market's kind of fallen off a cliff. A lot of the car manufacturers, though they still have hope in the future, are like, this we're moving this too quickly. Yeah, you think? And now also Biden now today, I think he just wrote off another 150,000 debtors' student loans. With what authority? But, you know, that's the problem these days. The actual clear authority of our lawmakers is, well, not that clear at all. And they just do what they want because they can get away with it. I guess that's true power, doing what you want with impunity. But here's a fascinating thing that just broke from CNN. Scientists say they can use artificial intelligence to solve a key problem in the quest for near limitless clean energy. Yes, we're talking about nuclear fusion. For decades, it's been hailed as a near limitless source of clean energy and what would be a game-changing solution to the climate crisis. Hey, oh my God. Like, even on a thing that isn't even about politics, CNN has to go and ruin it. Solving the climate crisis. How about human beings? How about what an amazing impact, what an amazing achievement it would be for human beings to essentially have endless energy? Instead, well, we're not going to be the little parasites of this world. They'll come up with another excuse of why you must die and you can't have nice things. Solution to the climate crisis. How about a solution for human flourishing? But experts have only achieved and sustained fusion for a few seconds, and many obstacles remain, including instabilities in the highly complex process. Yes, somebody texted me saying, don't forget about space travel. Yeah, but we got so many folks who grew up, you know, pleasuring themselves to Fern Gully, their brains fell out. There are several ways to achieve fusion energy, but the most common involves using hydrogen variants as an input fuel and raising temperatures to extraordinarily high levels in a donut-shaped machine known as a tokamak to create plasma soup-like state of matter. But that plasma needs to be controlled and is highly susceptible to tearing and escaping the machine's powerful magnetic fields that are designed to keep the plasma contained. But on Wednesday, researchers from Princeton and the Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory reported in the journal Nature they found a way to use artificial intelligence to forecast these potential instabilities and prevent them from happening in real time. Now, that is remarkable. That is a remarkable breakthrough right there. It what a world, folks. But the team carried out their experiments in a facility in San Diego and found that their AI controller could forecast potential plasma tearing up to 300 milliseconds in advance. Without that intervention, the fusion reaction would have ended suddenly. The experiments provide a foundation for using AI to solve a broad range of plasma instabilities which have long hindered fusion energy, a Princeton spokesperson said. It is an amazing breakthrough. Absolutely an amazing breakthrough. It could change the human race. And, yeah, I hope maybe the cherry on top is they'll shut up all these aging hippies. 272-9228. Emphasis on aging. You smell bad. You smell like vegan cheese. 272-9228. How about this? Let's hit a break. More news and views in the afternoon. After this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, River Region area. Dawson Electric hopes you had an amazing Christmas and a fantastic new year. As we step into 2024, it's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric. Lighting up your world.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon,
272-9228. If you want to hop in on the conversation again, Congressman Gary Palmer will be joining me, I believe, in the 2 o'clock hour. Look forward to that. By the way, I've been so caught up in, you know, running this thing solo that I hadn't been paying attention to the chat. Again, we are now live streaming the show, Joey Clark Live, on YouTube. Be sure to like and subscribe if you like the show. Maybe you hate it and you want to troll me and
say nasty things, feel free. Joey Clark Live on YouTube or at the Joey Clark on the X platform. But I wasn't keeping track of the comments, and I think some, like, don't be making little side deals on my comment section. You want to get lotto tickets, all this stuff? So it starts with Pepper saying, hey, Pizza Man, you want lotto tickets. They're already using little subtle code names. I know what fat boy you're talking about. You know that guy that joins me every day because...
He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy. My rotten soldier. He's my sweet cheese. My good time boy.
Yeah, I think Pizza Man is Eddie, and right on cue, Eddie, who's, you know, got a good reason for not being here today, but he has enough time to comment saying, yes, Pizza Man wants lotto tickets. No, like, y'all don't get to make deals like that on my comment section. And Pepper goes on to say, okay, just threw up in my mouth. That's not... Eddie will spend his half on my OnlyFans page. Well, only seeing half of your face there, Pepper. That's an image. Hey, let's move on. You know, Tucker Carlson gave a great interview. First interview Tucker has given since he interviewed Putin. And since he went to a supermarket in Moscow. And he sat down with, of all folks, Glenn Beck. And, well, I thought it was a great conversation. I watched the whole about hour or so. But the key part where Beck asked Tucker to address all the criticisms coming his way, I think this is some great stuff in this sense, that especially as we get closer to Election Day, and especially the more I try to put myself out there online, it's amazing how quickly people will assume a thing and just write a person off. Like, you don't even know a person. You didn't see him but for just a second, and you've already judged them. Now, maybe you can't help it. Maybe none of us can help it. But the uncharitable nature of our politics, the constant bitching, excuse me, pardon me. Well, he mean this, and he's so dumb, and yeah. Now, if you actually use your brains, well, we might figure out that democracy's a sham. But here's Tucker talking to Glenn Beck and answering the criticism that he was just being a useful idiot or stooge for the Kremlin.
Let me now go to some of the criticism of you that, you know, Jon Stewart just did a piece. I don't know if you've seen it on you, but no. Yeah, I never watched them either.
A lot of stuff.
I know. So, you know, you went in, you said Moscow is clean. The subways are wonderful. Look at the chandeliers. Well, I know you, Tucker. You're smart enough to know who built those to look like that and why. And Durante went over.
I said it in the piece. So Walter Durante denied the existence. He was a New York Times correspondent in Russia in the 30s. He denied, of course, the Ukrainian famine,
which was more
Stalin. That's exactly right. And he denied the show trials of 1937-38, the terror was happening. So those were lies, okay? He told lies, and that's why his Pulitzer Prize was pulled from him posthumously. I told the truth in order to shame our leaders. That subway station I showed was built by Stalin in 1939. Joseph Stalin, probably the worst person in human history. That was over 80 years ago, and it's still in perfect shape. Okay, that's the point. Look at what Moscow has and compare it to what we have.
You have
to ask yourself, like, no, this is an indictment of our leaders. And I would recommend to every single one of your viewers and listeners, if you can, go spend a week in Moscow. Not because you love Russia, but because you love your own country. And compare that city, the largest city in Europe, 13 million people, compare it to the city that you live in or the city near you, which is in better shape. So actually, it's an indictment. It's a radicalizing indictment of our rapidly declining standard of living and the horrible mismanagement of our leaders. Why don't we have a subway like that
in any American
city?
Wait.
A single American city with no crime. Like, what is this?
Yeah. And that's a good little taste there of how Beck and Tucker went back and forth. But yeah, Tucker's aware of all the stuff y'all are criticizing him for. You're, I think, purposely missing the point, but that's the nature of the game these days. You're on there. Who's this?
Yes, Tucker didn't step one foot outside of Moscow. You just go outside to the country, it's all ghetto. He didn't bring any of that up. Y'all was just so one-sided, it's disgusting. You just tell so many lies, and the station in Birmingham is the same way. Just lies, lies, lies. Y'all just want to keep lying.
You know, you could actually have a conversation. Dumb, dumb dog. See, I have trouble getting mad at her because she's like a dog. Not a beautiful one. But yeah, that's the nature of the reality. Tucker didn't go out to the slums of Moscow. Yeah, okay. How is that even a point? And this is, thank you for making my point, ma'am. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know, I hope she keeps listening because I think we should keep going with the Tucker conversation. Hope you keep listening.
Can I ask you, you were such a... I don't mean this as a bad thing. You're just such an odd individual in the fact that your dad was in government. He was kind of obliquely in intelligence too, wasn't he? Or not?
Well, I did the CIA. I grew up in a world like that for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, I couldn't think less of the CIA now. Just to be completely clear, grateful they turned.
Yeah, I know. I used to have real respect for our agencies. I think they're enemies of the state, quite honestly, or the people. Help me understand how you grew up. I grew up working class, and now I live a different life, but I always feel like I'm still working class, even though I'm not. Okay? You've never really been working class. You've always been that upper class in all of the places that make people into the leaders of tomorrow that don't care about the people. How is it that you have held on to something I don't think you ever really had, and that is that average everyday citizen that is going out punching a time clock and coming in and just trying to make ends meet? Where did that come from with you?
I don't have that perspective. I never have. I'm not from that background at all. I'm from the opposite background for sure every day of my life. And so I would never pretend to be the voice of the working class.
It's
opposite.
Right. I don't think that.
My motive comes from not. And I actually now live in a working class area, and I love the people there, but that's not my world. I'm motivated by my loathing of the people in charge. The one thing I know a lot about are the people who populate the ruling class, because I spent my whole life with them. I'm not against ruling classes. Every society has one. Someone's got to be in charge. There's always an elect that runs everything. They're always Brahmins, okay? Always, and there always will be.
Yep.
So I'm not against it. I'm not a populist in that sense. I'm just against incompetent, selfish, nasty, stupid people being in charge. And that's exactly who we have. And I'm so mad about it because I know exactly who they are. And so when you're telling me that Anthony Blinken is a statesman, I'm like, no, he's not. He's like a low IQ political hack who's acting for like personal reasons, have nothing to do with the welfare of the United States in his Ukraine policy. And I know that. And I know them all. And I know I live next to them my whole life, 35 years in D.C. So it's like, I'm not fooled by that. I went to Harvard and, then right. HBS, and I'm at the, I spoke at Aspen this summer. It's like, I know how mediocre that is because I've been around it my whole life. So I'm just not impressed. I don't want anything from them at all. I'm not rich. I have enough. So it's like, I'm just in this weird position where I know exactly who they are. I don't want their stupid little merit badges. I couldn't have more contempt for them. And I'm old enough now that like, why not just say it?
Right.
And I am. I just don't care. I'm going to keep saying it.
Well, beautifully said. Especially that idea about the elites. And if that old lady who keeps calling in, that old angry lady keeps calling in, is still listening, you might find, ma'am, if you pull your head out of your ass and stop watching the cable news, whether it's MSNBC, CNN, or Fox, if you stop watching the nightly corporate legacy media and you maybe start trying to connect with people online, you know, maybe I'm assuming too much about you, you'll find that there are a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life who agree with Tucker there. Not because he's Tucker and because Tucker said it, because they have eyes too. And they can see that the ruling elite in this country, Republicans and Democrats both, the Republican Party and Democratic Party establishments both, but also a lot of folks who aren't even in the front pages, who don't get on the covers, whose names we probably don't even know, they have done a piss-poor job with all their power and all that money they've stolen from a lot of folks. It's beautiful to see. There are more and more people waking up, including folks in the silent majority. I can't tell you how many folks in their 80s who have reached out to me and said they like what I'm putting down. It's not just a young person thing. Though that is, on average, the trend. It's beautiful to see so many folks from different walks of life saying, I think this whole Republican versus Democrat thing is largely fake. That no matter who we elect, the policy just keeps on going. That this democracy has been rigged, not through the voting machines, not with mail-in ballots, but through a brilliant propaganda campaigns by managing and controlling media. It's why they're so mad when Rush Limbaugh got big in the early 90s. So it's wonderful to see, though it does break my heart to see that some folks are still stuck in the past and stuck in the game, the fake game that's been built up. Let's see who this is on line one. Risky click of the day. You're on there. Who's this?
Papa B.
Hey, Papa B. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, where's your sidekick again? What are you doing, lollygagging?
He's making money, sugar.
Oh, well, that's a good reason to not be there.
Right.
Oh, me. You know, this lady just keeps calling in and just mean. I don't know how you take it, bud.
It's not about me, and honestly, I'd imagine she's got a lot more to life than her angry rants occasionally to a radio station.
I guess. Glenn Beck, you know, he seems, I guess, think that, what, you got to be working class to have common sense, is the point he was trying to make. You know, I like Glenn Beck. Sometimes I can't take him, you know? I mean,
no, he's my favorite. That's not the point I got from him. I think trying to understand Tucker. Tucker really is of like the upper crust. So where did you where did you get your common sense? Is the question, because so many people in the upper crust don't seem to have it.
Well, that's true. No, I mean, he does have a point there. But I tell you what, I really like Tucker. What they did to him was a shame, but actually, it worked out better for him because he's reaching more people now than he ever was. So
it's amazing. The biggest name in cable news gets fired, and he gets bigger.
Yeah. It's got to be really perplexing to those people that wanted him gone. I don't know, Joey. The news that I'm looking at here is this sorrowful, pitiful ruling by this judge and Goron. And, you know, here's the real rub. He knows that it's not going to stick. He knows it's not going to stick. He just is doing it. It's an abuse of his court power. You know, he did it in a perfect timing so that, you know, he could really, hamstring Trump. And it's just a perfect example, really, of just how bad they can be, the people that really are abusing their power. Don't you think that he knows that it's not going to work, his judgment? It's just that he wants it for show. He wants it for the headline. And he wants it for the moment. Don't you think that's about right?
And I think he's part of this strategy to squeeze Trump, to distract Trump, to really put him up against the wall, financially speaking.
Of course.
You combine this with the E. Jean Carroll case, you're talking about $500 million. Especially with interest piling up. I thought Napolitano was great yesterday, laying out how And by the way, if that old woman is still listening, Papa B, does Judge Napolitano always say things you agree with?
No.
Yeah, we try to have sorts of different types on this show.
The judge can be a little naive and a little, you know, misdirected in some of the things that he says. And you know that. I've had my disagreements with him.
Mm-hmm.
He did have it right on this, and that is neither one of these two cases, and really none of the trials, you know, about law or justice, it's about a political outcome, and it's an abuse of our court system. Those people that are abusing the court system, they're just going to have to be removed. And as I told you and Eddie yesterday, I do believe that, you know, as things like this come about now, people, you know, are not as swayed by them as they used to be, say, 40 years ago. Trump, he got a big judgment against him. You know, and that's all they would know about. That I saw they'd read about in the headline. You know, so the more they're not able to create and contain the disinformation that they throw out there, the more that people wake up and realize what's really going on. And it's a shame. But I do believe that we may have one more chance to do something with them. And I hope that what they do with them is just flush them right down the toilet where they belong, brother. Because they don't belong in any kind of leadership or judgeship or anything like that. Anyway, good show, and I'm enjoying it as usual. Thank you for letting me get on my soapbox.
Appreciate it, Bobby.
All right, bud. See you.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and our guest yesterday, Madeline Cannon, both of them there at Alabama Home Mortgage can help you out whether you're looking to buy a home. You know, even in this market, you can read the national headlines. You can see what's going on in the economy. But you can't make decisions about your own home, your own hearth and home, based on national headlines. What you need to do is assess your situation and then go talk to great folks, experts in the mortgage broker industry. And that's Alabama Home Mortgage. Not only are they very informed on what they're doing, very skilled at what they're doing, they'll actually sit down to get to know you, get to know your goals in owning a home. Or maybe you're not buying. It could be you're looking to refinance. Of course, they can set you up with a great refinance deal. We were just talking about all those credit card debts people are having. Well, home ownership gives you that advantage. If you have equity built up in your home, if you want to consolidate debt. And now they have that special rate refinance for student loans. So if you aren't one of the lucky ones that Biden all of a sudden wrote it off, and you're trying to do it the right way, and you have equity built up in your home, you want to unload that student loan, call up Alabama Home Mortgage today. Also, they're VA Home Loan Certified. If you're a veteran, they know the latest when it comes to the VA home loan programs, whether you're looking to buy or refinance, really is the best game in town. So call Kim and Madeline today. That's 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Listen up real close, because Dietzful Ace Hardware on U.S. 31 North in Prattville has it all. Get off on the Pine Level exit and go north on U.S. 31. Lawn and garden supplies and spring right around the corner. Concrete statues that beautifies any property in bird baths, pottery, steel products, grilling and accessories, Big Green Egg, Traeger, Uni, pizza ovens, Ariat workwear, they have it all. Visit them today at Dietzful Ace Hardware on US 31.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor cost and fuel cost are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Don't settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. Or the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money up to $10,000 plus save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone four-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP 84,172. Camry MSRP 30,958. RAV4 MSRP 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999. Offers end 2/29/2020.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great weather pattern we've been experiencing the last few days. Today, lots of sunshine. Should be comfortable. High temperature up to about 73. Clear skies. Not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Becoming windy. A little warmer tomorrow. High 76. Then the risk of showers by Thursday night. Can't rule out a thunderstorm by later on Thursday night. But we're back to dry weather for Friday and over the weekend, and temperatures will be fairly mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor, our showrooms are buzzing with the groundbreaking innovation, power, and reliability of the number one selling compact tractor in America. No surprise, it's a Kubota. Stop by for a test drive today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. 272-9228. But hold your horses because, well, we have the one and the only Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances on the line. Hey, Michael, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm surviving. I've got a big interview with Congressman Gary Palmer coming up here in a few minutes. So the day's going along smoothly. Let's talk about and remind folks of the great Speed Queen products there at Cohen's, because they're built like extra to last, right?
That's right. That's right. They use so much metal and so little plastic when they build their units. It's the way that they used to do things back in the 80s. They're built like tanks. They're engineered to last 25 years, which, you know, does not mean that you won't have a service call, but it does mean that they'll be repairable. They make a unit called the TC series, which they make one model that's a washing machine. It's called their classic unit. Most people love it because it does not have a lid lock. So there's no pause button because you forgot to put that extra T-shirt or you found an extra sock somewhere that you need to put in the washing machine. You can just kind of open it and drop it in and let it go. But it does a great job cleaning. And it comes with a 5-year warranty bumper to bumper.
Oh, all right. And you were recommending also a way the other day of keeping your washer from becoming real stinky. Like, is there a detergent to use?
So we have these kits that we got from a company called Excelsior. And Excelsior is a company that uses some really incredible detergent. But you use, it looks like it's not even a shot glass worth of detergent. So you barely use a thimble's worth. It doesn't have all the animal fats and all the stuff that all the pretty detergents that are blue and green have with them. It just cleans. And so anyway, we have a kit that comes with the hoses, and it also comes with a 1-liter detergent. You can get it scented or unscented. But they actually give you a warranty that your washer, whether it's a front load or a top load, will not get the stinky smell that a lot of the units have been getting in the past.
Well, folks, this is the sort of expertise you can lean on there when you go to Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. And whether you're looking for a great washer-dryer unit or all the great products they have there at Cohen's, you can always call them at 277-8890. Or I recommend going to thinkcohens.com, but I really recommend go see them in person. They're on the Boulevard, 2515 Eastern Boulevard, right here in Montgomery. Y'all are open 9 to 6 today, 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, and 9 to 4 on Saturdays.
That's correct.
All right. Well, I appreciate you as always, Michael, and until, well, Friday, I guess, we'll be talking again. Maybe sooner. I always sometimes get a wild, just an inkling and be like, I gotta go by Cohen's, look at, like, speakers or chairs.
Well, that would be wonderful. We'd like to invite you. You know, we are open until 6 o'clock Monday through Friday.
There you go. Right after the show, I go sit in one of those captain's chairs. Well, I appreciate it, Michael.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too. And Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Be sure to tell him that you heard Michael on the show with Joey and that, well, we told you to stop on by. Again, 272-9228 if you want to try to get in on the program. You know, there was an interesting moment on CNBC, of all places. They were talking to one of the top officials at the Meta Corporation. And this guy was talking about all this misinformation infrastructure, like how many people they've hired to combat misinformation. Meta's trust and safety team. Yeah, trust and safety, right. But this number is astounding, and it's going to be hard to hear on radio. But as he's giving the answer, I'll just give the punchline away. The CNBC anchor kind of quietly whispers, 40,000, but they only have 67,000 employees. Let's listen in.
It does strike me that this is an issue, disinformation, misinformation, interference with the election that the government should be taking on. How many people do you have working on this issue, and how do you know what's enough?
So we have around 40,000 people working on kind of safety and integrity on our platforms. Ooh. Generally, we spend a lot of money on it. We've spent about $20 billion in recent years on things like election integrity, about $5 billion in the last year alone. But here's the interesting point. You know, even if we employ double the number of content moderators that we have, actually, here's the irony, we're talking here about the risks of AI-generated content, but AI is also actually our most powerful tool to identify and deal with the kind of content we don't want to see on our platforms. So take hate speech, for instance, the prevalence of hate speech. In other words, the percentage of hate speech as a percentage of the total of content on Facebook is now down to about 0.01%. And that's been reduced by over 50% just in the last couple of years alone for one reason only, improvements in AI technology. So I think it's important for your viewers to know that, yes, of course, there are issues and concerns about how this technology is going to be used for bad purposes. It's ironically also the same technology that helps established players from making sure that their policies are being properly respected and enforced.
I mean, what a huge number. Just the amount of money they're spending, over $20 billion. 40,000 people working on that. And, you know, whenever they start talking about election integrity and fighting misinformation, especially that anchor saying that should be the government doing that. Well, the government can't do that. It'd be a violation of free speech rights. But as we've been talking about in the last few days, apparently free speech is now dangerous to the American regime and ruling class. You know, free speech used to be dangerous to the Soviet Union. Free speech is still dangerous to the Chinese commies. It's still dangerous to Vladimir Putin. Free speech was incredibly dangerous to all these regimes that didn't want their people hearing what they shouldn't hear. And yet now, free speech all of a sudden is dangerous to the American elite. Wonder how that happened. Again, folks, they've been on this ever since a few voices got outside of their little walled-off enclave. Their little siloed information farms. And if we are heading to a future where truth itself is melting down because you can't believe your own eyes or ears, AI being able to copy everything more and more in very creepy ways, is it really a solution if you can't trust your own eyes and ears to just go, well, I'll trust the people who have all the power and the money who brought this technology to bear? Some might do that for security's sake. It might be comfortable to just say, join them if you can't beat them. But I don't think that actually solves the problem. And, you know, I guess what I'm getting frustrated with is everybody acts like they know the truth. But in politics, I don't think we're ever going to actually get the truth, because that's not the goal of the political process. Truth and goodness and alleviating suffering around the world. No. The goal is power. They know it. You know it. And so you already have a basic built-in reason not to trust somebody. Now you go along. You hear what you need to hear. Even though I don't trust corporate media, sometimes they get it right. Again, truth is the best propaganda. So sometimes they'll tell you true things. But it's more how they omit things. So the corporate press is factual, but not actually truthful. It's remarkable. This recent storyline that came out about the best presidents of all time ranked by historians. Really? Why is it that presidents that get a lot of people killed are always ranked, high up? Presidents that sap people of not only their lives and livelihoods, but their liberty and wealth at the same... Why? Why are they always saying, oh, yeah. They tend to like powerful presidents, and war tends to make leaders powerful. It really is amazing how war will make any cause sacred. It's not an argument that you want. It's not the truth that won out. Just some people killed more the other, and then they christened their killing in all sorts of fairy tales. Sad to see where this nation is going. But, again, the beautiful thing is a lot of folks are starting to get wise to the game. Where do we go after that? Well, we'll have to see. It might be that the best revenge is success. 272-9228. Again, we have Congressman Gary Palmer stopping by the show in just a moment here. Some of the comment section going off about how they miss Neil Bortz. Bring Neil Bortz back. I agree. I never missed an opening monologue with Mr. Bortz. What a guy. What a fantastic guy. But I think Neil, for his own self-preservation, got out at the right time, where things got way too hairy. And, I mean, he had a beautiful, long career. Why continue to torture yourself? But I do miss Neil, too. You guys are right about that. You're right, Guptown John. You're right, Romex Angler. You're right, Spam. Spam Pudding is now your handle? Ew. Anyway, final hour coming up. Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1.